My name is Mark Cadle, and I'm the State Executive Director for the Missouri Farm Service Agency.
Very busy position, I am sure.
It has been for the last 6 months, anyway.
I bet it has. Now, what we're talking about today, Mark, is the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. That's been open for several months now, and producers have a little over 2 months, maybe, or a month and a half to get signed up. Talk to us about the deadline and why that's so important.
Well, yes. The actual deadline to sign up for the Livestock Forage Program is actually January 31st, 2015. But after October 1st of 2015, excuse me, 2014, payments will be sequestered. And that sequester will amount to 7.3%. So their payment will be reduced by 7.3%. And that's 7.3% that producer could have used to spend with a local merchant, with a machinery dealership, or just pay feed bills or family living costs. And so we would like to do everything we could to get the word out to people to at least come by our office and start the application process before September 30th, so that the payment that Congress has authorized to help cover your losses during the drought periods of 2011, 12, and 13, so that you don't lose part of that to sequestration.
And now, I totally lost how I was going to word my question. It was in my brain right. It just didn't come out my mouth right. Now, the Budget Control Act that was passed in 2011.
Yes.
That's where the implementation of the 7.3% reduction comes in?
That's where sequestration actually comes from.
Okay. And what kind of loss does this cover?
That the losses for the livestock forage program?
Yes.
Yes. The losses will cover grazing losses in a few of Missouri counties in 2011. Now, that's just a handful of counties. But in 2012, all counties in the state of Missouri were eligible for producers that owned or leased grazing livestock. And that grazing livestock can include cattle, sheep, goats, you know, a wide variety of livestock that owned or leased grazing livestock during 2012, and then in some counties in parts of 2013 are eligible for relief to help pay for the additional expenses that those producers had during those years.
Now, do you guys have a list of what is covered? I mean, what amount is covered?
We pay grazing losses based upon the lesser of either the number of livestock that a producer has or the number of grazing acres. So that if we look at beef cattle, for instance, we feel that on an average across the state of Missouri that it takes approximately 2 acres to graze a cow-calf unit. And so we would look if a producer has 2.5 acres of pasture for each cow-calf unit, then he would be paid on the number of livestock that he has. If he's got 1.5 acres for cow-calf unit, then his losses will be limited to the amount of pasture he had available. So what we're having to do is work off an average of it so that some producers, so that no one can really take advantage of the system. And but the procedure's fair, and it's a way to help compensate producers for losses they had during those time periods.
Is this something that they have to sign up for every year?
No, only in years of drought.
Okay.
One of the problems that we're having this year is, of course, the Farm Bill was not approved until early in 2014. Sign-up began on, I believe, April 15th for the Livestock Forage Program, and we're trying to sign up people for 3, sometimes 4 years' worth of losses in a very short period of time here. So it's been very difficult. Missouri FSA offices have done what I feel is a tremendous job. We have paid almost 31,000 applications for loss, and those payments have amounted to nearly $220 million.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's a tremendous amount of money coming into the economy in the state of Missouri, yes.
Yes, it is. Now, what kind of information do you need from the producers when they contact their FSA office to get this thing rolling?
To get this thing rolling and to at least get put on a register so that you would not be subject to the sequestration, we're going to need some basic general information such as your name and address, and then if you have an email address, we would like to have that, and those sorts of things. If you want to come in and actually complete your application, what we'll need to know from you in addition to that at that point in time is the number of eligible livestock that you ran during the eligible periods of time, and then the acreage that you had available for grazing.
Perfect. And is there a way for them to get on the list if they can't make it into the office by the end of the month?
All they need to do is call their local FSA office, and there is also a site that they can go online and sign up. I can give you that web address if you would like that.
Is that, I just had it here. The fsaus.usa.gov/disaster register.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I've got that one here in my news release.
Okay.
I'll make sure to put that one on our website so
that they can. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right. Okay, and so in order to get signed up, they just need to stop by the office, bring the required information, and is this a lengthy process?
No. It's not at all, especially if they've made a crop report during the years 2012 or 13. It won't take long at all. If they haven't made a crop report, we will have to take what is known as a late filed crop report, just basically a crop report for the 2012 and 13 years. But that should not be a long, drawn-out process.
Sounds good. And then when do they expect payments after?
We would hope to be able to have payment issued in just a few days.
Okay, perfect. All right, so definitely not a long process either way.
No, ma'am.
All right, fantastic. Well, Mark, is there anything else? I think we covered everything that I wanted to cover. Is there anything that you think?
No, all I want to do is try to get in and what we hope to be able to cover by our disaster payment is about 60% of producers' losses in those eligible years. And so that's kind of what the figure we've looked for and the figure we've shot for, and it has been a tremendous help to the producers in the state of Missouri.
Do you guys have an expected amount that you're looking for to pay out, or?
No, not really an expected amount. It's all going to depend upon the number of producers that apply. That is, the National Ag Statistics Service tells us that Missouri should have somewhere in the neighborhood of 46,000 to 47,000 producers with grazing livestock. And like I said, at this point in time, we've paid approximately 31,000. So although we've got a good start, we've got a long way to go.
Absolutely. Do you guys have a cap on the amount that?
No.
Okay.
Not under the livestock forage program.
Perfect.
Now I might go ahead and add there are some other disaster programs. We have a livestock indemnity program to livestock, and this could be from anything from livestock being struck by lightning to over the state. The last two or three years, we've had some barns collapse because of snow load and different things like that. We can pay producers on those types of livestock losses. There is no register for the LIP program, or we have a tree assistance program, or we have what we know as an ELAP program, which is an emergency livestock assistance program, which would pay under certain disease conditions or in situations where feedstuffs were lost due to, I know we had one producer that had a tornado hit grain bins, and he feeds cattle, and he lost a tremendous amount of grain due to that tornado. We were able to help reimburse him on the expenses of losing that grain. Those programs do not have a register provision, and they will be subject to sequestration by October 1. So we need those. If you have those types of losses, we need you to come into your offices as quickly as possible, and we need to get those payments processed before the end of September.
So those have the end of September sign up to, unless they want to be sequestered.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and to find their local FSA office, how can they do that?
They can certainly go online to www.usda.fsa.gov, and you can locate any office within any state in that manner.
All right. Well, we will definitely get the word out to these guys and gals and get them the information they need to get signed up and have them get in your office.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time.
Oh, yes.